And whoever comes and pays me will get my allegiance. You got 36 hours.
You're saying you can be bought, is what you're saying. You got
36 hours.
Make it happen.
Pay me. You got 36 hours to get my allegiance. Putting that out there.
Hi there, Saints fans. Jen Hale here from the NFL on Fox. You're listening to Taking the Over with Billy Gunn.
What's up? Good evening. You're listening to another episode of Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, and I'm your host. My name is Billy Gunn. That's my biological, legal name. Not some, you know, fake name. Right, Ben?
It's a true story. I've seen your driver's license. Yeah.
Seen my driver's license. Yeah. He's seen my guest tonight has seen my driver's license. He's a frequent guest and collaborator over here on Taking the Over. And I'm so excited to have I think you're like the executive emeritus post departure mayor elect of St. Bernard Parish, representing the entire Shalmation Nation, Ben, who migrated to the North Shore.
That's it. So my wife calls me the King of the Shalmations. So we'll go with that.
King of the Shalmations, Ben. Yeah. What's up, brother? Welcome back. How you doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good. I'm smiling from ear to ear today, bro. I'm really excited. So it's a great day.
It's a special day because today, Ben, when you woke up, I think you either got like a text message from me or somebody that said, "Hey, man, it's here. It's time. Are you ready? Time. Yeah, it's time. Are I love that scene in that movie Road Trip where Tom Green is like he's charged with taking care of the pet snake while they're out trying to intercept the sex tape or whatever's happening in that movie.
Yes,
and he starts to like sing songs to Mitch the Snake, like "Unleash the Fury, Mitch," and all that. And like somebody knocked on the door. I don't know if it was like FBI or ex-girlfriend or somebody, and he answers the door, and he's like, "Are you here for the feeding? You're early."
Yes.
It's one of my favorite scenes in all of film, and so I feel like, "Are you here for the feeding? It's time." You know, like this is what it's all about. The whole point of me even launching this podcast is mobile sports betting in Louisiana. Friday morning at 8 a.m. local time, Louisiana, it's here.
We're here. We're literally like 36 hours away, man. 36 hours.
It's been a fucking long road.
Yeah, I know. All these offshore betting sites I've been using. The last...
You're an offshore betting guy. I just cavort in the criminal underworld, you know?
Yeah. So I think I told you this, maybe not on the show, on one of the past shows, but I bet on an offshore betting site. Mm-hmm. Getting money off of these offshore betting sites.
You never do. I'm sorry, bro. Spoiler
you get
alert.
It.
It's
you
a
get
fucking
it.
Nightmare. They discourage you so much.
It's like pulling teeth to get this money. Like I had to get it. So I think I told you about a parlay that I hit like early in the year on a college football on a Saturday. I'm just like, I won like $7,000 or $8,000 or something. Like the only time I've ever done something like that. So how do I get this money now?
They didn't want to give it to you.
And they did not. They make it very difficult. You can't just cash it out and put it in your bank account. They make you do this thing. I think it's called like Match Pay or something like that. So you get on the site and you basically you put like you can only do 1,000 at a time. So you do $1,000 and you find these matches that will basically pay you via PayPal, Venmo, all these different, you know, little Zelle, all these different sites, and then you're getting them at like $20, $40, $60 increments. So it took me 3 days to get the $6,000 off the site before I could even, yeah.
But you got it.
But I got it. I did get it. So that's the good news. But
now make you really work for it. That's the shady offshore shit. I mean, I made a fair amount of coin when I was in grad school. It was like the height of the online poker shit.
Yes.
And I did fairly well. And dude, when I tried to get big amounts of money out, it was hard.
Yeah, it was tough. Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't make it easy.
I remember that.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, I've done test runs on FanDuel. Like I have put money in and out of their daily fantasy.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. and I went ahead and I got a daily fantasy account with them and what's the other? The DraftKings.
DraftKings. I do DraftKings. Yeah.
That's the best for the daily fantasy. Yep. I mean, I'll be honest. Look, dude, I've actually spent a lot of time on all of the apps, all of this shit for a long time. I've researched this like a psychopath, and I'll tell you. I mean, I might not even be allowed to say this in the future, depending upon relationships and things, you know. Mm-hmm. But like, I think that FanDuel is the best mobile app for sports wagering.
Yes,
ease of
use. I just downloaded it, so.
You can get set up with it right now. I would give you a promo code. I'd try to monetize this personally, but honestly, it would hurt you in the long run. So just go get what they're giving Louisiana citizens right now. It's $100.
Yeah.
And I the cool things like I got registered with their daily fantasy, which was a breeze, and it naturally carried over to the, it's going to carry over to the sports book. DraftKings was the same way, actually. Mm-hmm. Very easy.
Yes.
Caesars was a nightmare.
Okay.
And I feel like I didn't even complete that one. And I want to say similar things about BetMGM.
I did BetMGM today. I can attest.
Was it
to
okay? The, was it easy?
It was not easy. Okay. It was not easy.
Right. Now they do have the juiciest fucking deal, right? Are they the one?
There's $200.
But who's matching up the $3,000 in real money?
That's MGM's doing the same too, but I think there's some stipulation. So it's like free bets. It's something weird. I didn't really look into it, but I did see $3,000 like across the
screen. Oh yeah. They're all, you got to run them back through. You basically got to launder the fucking free money.
Right. Exactly. it's a fucking racket is what it is.
Right. Let there be no, by the way, we have to educate the listeners. It's going to be a lot of new listeners, dude. And you have to educate them on the fact that, like, yeah, like if FanDuel's giving me $100, like it just means that, like, if I make a $10 bet and I win, I'm then going to win $10.
You're right. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're
nine,
not.
Whatever the VIG is.
Whatever it is, yeah.
But, I like that. And like I said, for ease of use, ease of registration, I've been a fan of their odds. I've been a fan of their games. You know, FanDuel is a book. I think their official license is of all places on the West Bank.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think it's at the fucking Bell or the Treasure Chest or some nonsense. It's nice, beautiful. Okay. It's beautiful. To me, it's poetic justice, right? the CES one is going to be like the where FanDuel gets its heart from.
It's
where its license resides. I like that. But I've been going to the FanDuel book at the IP on the coast.
Okay.
So the IP is a FanDuel branded book, and it's my favorite fucking place to go, like on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And I've been going there, you know, for I think a couple years now, you know, and like bartenders are cool. Everybody's cool. You can smoke and still see like the fucking screens and shit. It's great. And I've really enjoyed betting with FanDuel. I've checked out DraftKings. I think DraftKings is the best at actual daily fantasy, but that doesn't, do much for me.
I can attest to that. Like I've done FanDuel and I've done DraftKings as far as daily fantasy goes. And as far as the ease of use on DraftKings is way, way easier. And then if you're looking for like content on, you know, strategies and things like that, which I subscribe to a lot of those YouTubers or whatever. there's way more DraftKings info out there because that's right. That's where the majority of the people play because it is easier to play there.
Yeah. So like Caesars is basically William Hill. I'm intimately familiar with William Hill books. I mean, I would guess, I'm going to make an informed guess here, Ben, that some of those offshore odds you were seeing were very, 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 very similar and synonymous with William Hill lines over the years, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There weren't great lines.
No. Like, and that's what William Hill is.
Yeah, I would show you some of the stuff I was betting. Like, you should be getting paid way more for that.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. William Hill can be a little, but it's international. I mean, a lot of our international listeners are probably familiar with William Hill. It's one of their options. A lot of them do other things like Paddy Power and shit up that we've never even heard of.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, honestly, to sum it up, I'd probably rank it like this. Look, I think the FanDuel overall and above, and nobody's paying me to say this. Nobody's paying me a fucking dime to say this. This is honestly what I think. And that's also funny. Like, my hands are clean, dude. And there's people that are great. There's people I've had on the show, but like, they work for organizations where it's like, oh, they report on gambling. They report on apps. They report on that. And they're awesome people. But also mm-hmm. they work for somebody that has a relationship with one thing.
Right.
So the next breath out of their mouth is, oh, check out these odds. And that's cool. Like, it doesn't diminish anything that they do before that. It just says, you know, this is what you're going to get out of us. You're going to get this.
They're inherently biased on their particular site.
It's just, it's money. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a monetary relationship. Sure. I don't have a monetary relationship with anybody as of this recording.
Not yet.
I'm just telling you FanDuel out of pure fucking fandom. So I'd say FanDuel number one. I'd probably go DraftKings number two.
Yeah. I like their setup.
We don't yet have like a Penn Gaming here yet, and that's what Barstool is affiliated with. When Barstool gets here, Barstool is going to be a fun one to have. It's Penn Gaming branded as Barstool. I mean, like, Caesars, dude, and Caesars app is pretty notoriously wonky.
Yes.
And my experience with it was as much once I got logged in and verified.
Yes.
BetMGM is a little wonky, a little tough to get into.
Yeah.
But like, I'd probably go FanDuel, DraftKings, Caesars. You want to be able to shop lines, right?
Sure.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you want to have multiple options because you want to be able to shop lines. Right now, if you're going to use multiple books, there's plenty of, all of them have awesome offers. So take advantage of all that while you can. Everybody's trying to get a race to get you signed up, and you have until 8 a.m. 30, Friday.
36
morning.
Hours. Yeah. 36 hours.
Go sign up with all of them.
Fuck. Well, by the time this airs, you probably have less than that. So,
and whoever comes and pays me will get my allegiance. You got 36 hours.
You're saying you can be bought is what you're saying. You
got 36 hours.
Make it happen.
Pay me. You got 36 hours to get my allegiance. Putting that out there.
There you go.
You ready to talk about some football?
Fucking right, man.
All right, dude. Well, we came off a fantastic divisional round of football.
Yeah, dude, fucking best weekend of football that I can remember.
Oh, and it's the last. To me, I mean, this weekend almost starts to feel a little gloomy because you're like, we got one game left after this.
I know. And it's the Super Bowl. You know,
right,
it's like.
Right, yeah. Right. It's Pepsi commercials.
Yes.
Yeah. But this one, I mean, this weekend, this Sunday is fun. I like the fact that it starts a little later.
Yes, me too.
And, man, we've just got two knock-em-out games. And then, again, you'll be able to really just casually bet a lot of shit.
You can. There's so much shit you can bet on these.
It's all going to be unleashed.
It's going to be fantastic, man. I can't wait.
Cincinnati is traveling to Kansas City, take on the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. Total on this game, as I saw it this evening, is 54.5. The line is Cincinnati +7 or Kansas City -7, depending on how you look at it. Ben, there's a lot that we can say about this game.
Yes.
Joe Burrow has achieved folk hero status already. I mean, he's Johnny fucking Appleseed. what are you going to do? You know, like, you got to root for him.
You have to. Like, as an LSU fan, like
all of the LSU fans are all about the Bengals. Jamar Chase. The last time they played the Chiefs, Jamar Chase had 266 yards receiving.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I'm excited to tell you that the FanDuel over under right now on Jamar Chase receiving yards in this game is 85.5.
Holy shit.
It's a minus 114. And so you got a little 14 vig there. But I took it. Or I'm taking it. I'm sorry. I plan on taking that.
Okay.
I mean, I hope
you can't take
too many
yet.
People. I hope not too many people do that at the same time or before me.
Before you get
chance. Yeah, I hope that I don't influence the line. Hope I can still get that Friday at 8 a.m. Yeah, but, I mean, dude, Cincinnati, 9 sacks.
Dude.
Joe Burrow was sacked. I mean, that's never happened before. I said that. Like, I just put that out on Twitter. I just put that out in the universe. And I didn't even research it, but I knew I was right, and it turns out I was right. I researched it out. I tweeted first and then fact-checked myself, and I was right.
On the 9 sacks or that
the 9 sacks in the playoffs, yeah,
playoff game, yeah. And the fact that they fucking won is even more astounding.
The fact that they won is the 9 sacks, yeah,
yeah.
Nobody's ever been sacked 9 times and won the game
in the playoffs.
I
don't know if that's a testament to. I think it's a testament to really how bad Tennessee played, man. Like Tennessee, like I don't well. It was they had a bad game plan going in, man. Like they really did. Like
they were Tennessee.
When they were Tennessee, it's true. They were Tennessee.
They do what Tennessee does.
They lose.
Barely.
They were the number one seed, and it was why? I mean, I know why, but like how? Why? And yeah, it just. Yeah.
Have you seen that? Have you seen that South Park episode where Timmy fights Jimmy?
Of course.
Right? That was like, that's what that Saints game in Tennessee felt like this year. Felt like that South Park episode titled Cripple Fight.
Cripple.
And they barely beat like a crippled Saints team.
Yes.
We were decimated. We were so atrophied. And. But they were 12-5.
Yeah.
Got the bye. Both teams that got the bye lost.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was a crazy week. It was a fantastic weekend of football.
Great week.
I think that Cincinnati plus 7 is the value here.
I
jumped on it the moment. I jumped on it, I think, Sunday.
Did you get it 7.5? Because it was 7.5 for a minute there.
I got it at 7.
You got it at 7? Yeah.
Yeah. They beat the shit out of them. They didn't beat the shit. They beat them last time. They'll beat them again. And I don't see how. I think the fact that Joe Burrow got sacked 9 times last week and they still won the game, like, and they beat a good Tennessee team.
Yep.
I don't see that. Like I don't see Kansas City coming in, and this is going to be a classic, another classic.
I agree, man. This should be like just kind of like last week with Buffalo, man. I mean, they're going to score a lot of points. They're not going to be able to stop each other. And honestly, as a Bengals fan now, which I am because I love me some Joe Burrow, that when I was rooting for the Chiefs. Before I was rooting for, you know, to win that game because I thought that Cincinnati matched up better with Kansas City because, you know, Buffalo's pass rush is a lot better. Kansas City is – they have a few injuries in the secondary now. I don't know if Matthew's going to play this week. One of their corners went down. And I would say Cincinnati may have the best receiving core. I mean, in the NFL, definitely with the teams left for sure. I mean, they just have, I mean, with Chase and Higgins, and I mean, you got a number 3, a Tyler Boyd, who's just, I mean, he'd be the Saints' number 1 receiver, you know, but they're going to be able to score at will. I don't know if they're going to be able to, if they can effectively run the ball enough I think they have a really good shot at winning this game. I would absolutely take the points here and ride that all day long. I mean, I might even put a small wager on the money line, just because I'm a believer in Big Dick Joe, you know?
Right.
And, but +7 seems like a no brainer to me. I'm all over that. And maybe that's a little hometown bias, but that's what I'm feeling, man. I believe in the magic.
I'm a traditionalist. I'm going to keep it real missionary on this one, right? Because there's a lot of exotic shit to come with all these same game parlays and player prop bets that are going to be all over the place and accessible from our pajamas. You can wake up and I like to wake up and lay in bed on Sunday mornings and place bets on my phone.
It's great.
Isn't that the best?
It is really the best.
You can go, then you go, you take a shower and a shave and a shit and come back, place more bets if you want to, or just start placing bets right then. You don't even have to have had placed bets before you showered and shaved, right?
You can do it in any order you want.
You can really just own the whole process. There's no difficulty to it.
It's a beautiful
thing. Yeah, it's a beautiful, I mean, God bless America.
Hell yeah.
God bless the great state of Louisiana.
We finally made it.
This next game feels dirty to me because I hate both of these teams.
Me too.
Same. I don't think that they represent the NFC well. The Rams, I mean, I figured the Rams would be here. Didn't think they'd be hosting the 49ers.
No, I don't think anybody saw that.
The 49ers defeating the Packers last week in a game. I was watching the replay of this game earlier tonight. I came upon it. There was like 6 minutes left in the second quarter of the game, and the Packers were leading 7-0, and they had outgained San Francisco like 148 yards to -10.
Yeah, I saw that.
Midway through the second quarter. Yet San Francisco 49ers prevailed and won, which they've had a lot of success doing against the Rams the last six times in a row that they've played them. They're now 6-0. And in spite of this, I'm not a big numbers guy, not a big data analytics guy. That's a friend of the pod, T-Man Amongst Boys on Twitter, says he's a big numbers guy. I like the fact San Francisco is getting +3.5. That keeps it simple, right?
Yep.
Or Rams -3.5, however you see it. Total on the game is 46. I'm not going to get lured into some San Francisco totals this week.
It's tough.
I bet San Francisco took some souls on that Green Bay game last week.
Ooh.
With some unders.
Oh, some unders. I mean, with the just straight up win. I mean,
I bet they took whole livelihoods. I bet they ruined families last week on some unders, dude.
Families were destroyed on that under, bro.
The great San Francisco under of, I didn't bet that game at all. Fuck, I mean, like,
yeah, I took the Packers -5. Ooh. -5. Yeah, it was not fun.
I just took San Francisco to +19, and my teaser hit. Like everything else failed me last week, but if you ride with me on the teaser, guess what?
Yep,
teaser's back in business, brother.
Yeah, the teaser was the only thing that I won last week. So, and I think I had a five leg teaser. So no, I had a six leg teaser. I had a six leg teaser that hit.
I love it. You can win with the fucking teasers when it is this narrow, right?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, I hate to be the fucking teaser advocate. Like we do it as a goof, but it wins pretty ridiculously, but you can't get too exotic with it. I like keeping it to four.
Yeah.
You know, don't go beyond that. I don't know, man. I think the 49ers are going to win this game outright.
Yeah. So I think I told you this, and I want to say the last time I was on, it was the Rams were playing the 49ers. I'm pretty sure in the week 17 or whatever it was. And I pulled out a stat that said that Mike Shanahan was 6-3 against the spread against Sean McVay. And he is now 7-3 against the spread against Sean McVay. So my gut tells me just take the points, roll with it, and call it a day, bro.
Yeah, I could see like an overtime, like 3 points. Goddamn, a field goal could easily win. I mean, I don't know. I don't see the Rams blowing out the 49ers here. Could be. Love the number of people that come and listen to these shows well after the result. It would blow your mind, Ben, but I take refuge in it. I like it. I love more the listeners that come back and listen again to verify just how wrong we are sometimes. And so shout out to those folks.
Shout out.
49ers plus 3.5. Ride or die.
Ride or die, man. Fucking tank that one. Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, trolls gonna troll, man.
Nobody trolls. No, it's just a fascination. I think it's just a guilty delight, or they're coming and listening for, I don't know, like second time. I don't know.
So
like,
did he get that right?
Yeah.
Maybe no. They forgot.
Maybe they're following the creed of the program or getting a little lifted while they're listening, you know?
Could be that, man.
Who knows, man?
But I'm riding with the Niners, man. I'm riding 3.5. Doing it.
All right. So, you know, it's funny that we were going to talk about daily fantasy. That was how I got you on this week. And then I pulled the rug out from under you probably, I don't know, like 20 minutes before showtime.
Yeah, roughly.
Proud of that. I wanted you to get the authentic experience. You say you want a podcast one day. I just want to give you like the, you know, motherfuckers.
Reality.
Yeah, reality. Changing gears 20 minutes before. Because I mean, like, it was gonna be fun to talk about daily fantasy. You've been able to do daily fantasy via these apps for a minute.
Yeah, since the season started, pretty much.
Right, but now you get to do actual sports gambling.
Yes,
I like to refer to it as grown up gambling.
Grown up gambling.
I'm just an asshole, though.
Hey,
this is real. This is real. Big boy, big girl gambling.
It's what us degenerates do.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited to, for the first time, like in the comfort of my own home, have access to like FanDuel's. They get really, really involved in the props, right? Individual player props on the games. And they also have this thing called the same game parlay, where you start to parlay together individual game, individual player props. And you can also tie that to results and money lines and first halves and second halves and all that. You can do whatever you want with it. It's pretty. I mean, it's just like it's 21st century gambling, right? Like, yeah. It's pretty awesome. I don't think your offshore book was ever able to replicate that.
No.
Like I said, I haven't really seen anything that anybody can hook me up with on the streets that could help with that either, you know, to such a degree. But you can get in there, and so you can like start parlaying together props. So like, I am really excited, and I've taken, I'm proud to report that the day that Ja'Marr Chase got 266 yards receiving the last time that they played the Chiefs, I bet on him to cover like 74.5 receiving yards.
I think he had that like in the first quarter.
It's such a fun bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's such a fun bet when they, like, you already know you've won in the fucking, like, first quarter or first half's not even over yet.
Yeah.
And that's why that's kind of the seductive allure of individual player props on things like yardage. Wouldn't you say yardage or receptions? Wouldn't you say, Ben?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that because, I mean, here's – and you know me. I'm like king parlay. So I will definitely be parlaying some – just some stupid shit in order to hit my lottery ticket, right? So, I mean, you can literally parlay, you know, the first touchdown score with over-under yards, with – receptions and alternate lines, and just you can do whatever you want. Like, if you're a degenerate like myself, there the world is your oyster, man. You can like literally fucking do what you want. It's amazing. So I'm gonna be doing that.
Now I am going to share what I've already found and what I'm already excited about on like individual player props and kind of show you how it would also work together as a same game parlay. So as I saw it this evening, Jamar Chase receiving yards for the AFC championship, 85.5. So he must get 86 or more receiving yards to win this bet. The odds on it are -114, meaning there's basically a 14 point vig. I also saw Joe Burrow total passing yards over 287.5.
I did see that at the same
-114. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. I think that Burrow and Chase and probably T. Higgins too. There's some T. Higgins numbers out there that are even a little better odds for the gambler.
Yeah.
Worse odds for the house. I mean, I think that it's either going to be Jamar or T or both.
Could be both.
I'm leaning into my bias here and going with Jamar, right? Being a Louisiana guy. What's funny is when you same game parlay these, right? So you same game parlay Chase 85.5 over that and Burrow 287.5 over that. The same game parlay odds on that are +158.
It's not bad.
I don't like that.
You don't like that? Nope. You think it should be higher?
Not like that. I don't like that at all. I think that should be higher.
Okay.
They get more forgiving when you add more multipliers, but
sure,
I don't.
Sure.
I like going the old fashioned way on those though.
You're gonna go single bets? Uh-huh.
I'm going pure, bro.
Okay.
Fucking milk and cookies.
Just milk it out.
Milk, meat and potatoes.
Meat and potatoes, bro.
All right. A little salt, a little pepper.
Yeah. So now my daily fantasy side is coming out, right? If anything, so Joe, when I think Joe Burrow had like 450 yards in this game last time or something ridiculous like that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you tie them in together, if you think that Jamar Chase is going to have a blow-up game, obviously that's good for Joe Burrow. So I like tying them together. That's, like I said, that's my degenerate side coming out. So I probably will just tie them together like that.
Right.
Now, I actually saw one, the over-under on Joe Burrow passing touchdowns at 1.5.
Okay, what's the odds on that?
The odds on that are -205.
Oh,
yeah, you gotta, yeah.
You got to get a little involved there.
Yeah.
All right. So, hold on. I've got two more that I found.
Okay.
That I'm real excited about. All right. It's a FanDuel thing, and this is new to me, and it's very, very, very similar. It's very similar to our traditional. You know, you'll see quarterbacks over under touchdown passes, mm-hmm. but like individual players to score a touchdown, maybe sometimes it's the multiple touchdown bet.
Okay.
And it is guaranteed to be on the actual integer itself. Yep. So for example, Chase 2 or more TDs in this Cincinnati KC game, Jamar Chase 2 or more TDs +500.
I like that.
You want to get real wild. Maybe Jamar only catches one.
Mm-hmm.
What if T. Higgins caught two?
Mm-hmm.
That's +900. What happens if you parlay that with one of them Burrow totals you got over there on your fucking menu? See, this is where it gets, and so I'm going to try and shut it down.
Okay.
I'm saying just be, you're going to dip your toes in. Look at it like a night at the movies. Do not try and create a stream of income this weekend, fellas. Right? Should we have a moment to talk about gambling safety, Ben? I mean, do you feel obligated? Have we ever talked about this before?
No, I don't believe we have.
We started the episode off talking about sobriety on the cold open. So, I mean, do we have an obligation to talk about? So, I even wrote some shit down in show prep.
I'd like to hear it.
I titled this as Tips as This Thing is About to Get Real. That's what I wrote in my notes. Tip says this thing is about to get real. You are not trying to create a new income stream.
You're just trying to supplement your current income.
No, you're not.
Yeah, sure you are, man.
Not. No, you're not. No, you're not.
I mean,
so how's that working out for you?
I mean, I'm up for the year. I'm just saying that.
Which year?
This year. I'm up this year, not on NFL, on college. Like, I mean, like I told you, I did pretty much.
We all did. Well, this year was easy. I hit my
seven-game parlay plus my seven-game. I had a parlay, teaser, and round robin all on the same seven or eight games, and I hit them all. So. Yeah, so that was, I mean, other than that, I'm down. Like, if I don't hit that, I'm down.
Right.
But I mean, you know.
Yeah, you hit a scratch off. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, hit a scratch off. That's exactly what I hit. But, all right, let me just throw something out at you. All right. So you were talking about Jamar Chase, T. Higgins. Mm-hmm. You take both of them to score two touchdowns. You know, individually, I would agree with that.
What if you got both of them getting two? What they split?
You know, I'm about to blow your mind. About to blow your mind. So I decided, okay, we're going to do that. If they're both going to score two touchdowns, Joe Burrow is going to have over 287 passing yards.
Okay.
Throw all those three together. That's going to be a $10
wager.
Will win you $1,284.46. I'm just saying.
I like that. I think I'll place that one. I'm going to place that one with my free money, and that'll launder like at least all of it. Right?
That'll be you're done. You're laundering.
Yeah, I'll have laundered the whole thing through their system. I'll have Ozark it all. Yeah,
that's it. I mean, then you just cash out. You know, you cash out $1,000. You just play with the rest of it.
Let's do some variations of that. Like, let's do that. Let's do that scenario 10 different ways. I guess you'll have to follow along in the Taking the Over Discord. If you want to get on the Discord, you know how to reach out to me. Or on Twitter. I mean, there's going to be so much fun. It's going to change the game, dude. It's going to change how I present what I fucking do.
Yeah, man.
If I'm in on gambling content, I mean, I believe I am. I enjoy it. It's fun.
It's fun.
You know? But that's awesome. I mean, it's exciting, dude. This is what it's been all been about. And while we've had the sports book, you can go in, you can do this. And dude, what's weird is I've seen like really fucking stupid behavior from a distance.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yes. So I think we follow a lot of the same people.
Oh, do we? Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Or on Facebook too.
Yeah, Facebook too.
There's like a guy from our university that's a former athlete. And he's a badass dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, I've conquered gambling now too. And you're like, oh my God. And he's on such a heater. You know what I mean? I'm like, my God, fucking. And when you see that happen in real time. And he's unsuspecting. He has no idea he's about. And it's like, it makes me believe that the devil exists. You know what I mean? I mean, it really does. It restores my faith that there is a devil. when you see that kind of shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's.
Don't be that guy.
You can't. It ain't gonna last forever.
Yeah, you're not. Don't go. Don't go gamble more than you.
Yeah, I mean, that's
treat it like a night at the movies. Treat it like a nice dinner. You know, shit. Don't try and create some new income this weekend. Everybody be safe out there. I'm really, and I don't know why it's so important. So I've never even really made that mistake. Now there's times in my youth. I was like, oh, I can outsmart it. That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's not smart. It's not smart. This is what they call disposable income.
Yeah.
That you're betting with.
Yeah. If you got a lot of disposable income, if you want to bet a lot of disposable income, bet a lot of fucking disposable income.
Yeah. I'm a firm believer in setting limits. Now, you know, I will deposit 100 here, 100 there, and if I win, I'll take out a few hundred. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like I've got their 100 to fucking promo launder, right? win launder. It's funny trying to explain how that, like, they're going to give you $100, but you have to win to get
$100. Yeah. It's not like you can cash out when you get the free $100.
Sometimes they'll do something stupid. Like, they'll give you really dumb odds on something, but.
No, they'll do that. So, like, so if you go to, like, on the FanDuel homepage.
Oh, what they're selling you? Yeah, what they're trying to do.
Yeah, so you can bet $5 to win $150 on any team.
Well, what's funny, I was telling a friend about this earlier on the phone. FanDuel or Barstool, which is Penn Gaming, right? And Barstool, basically, I love Barstool or Fun or whatever. Great. I mean, just it's American, what you call it, like media growth story, you know?
Right.
Regardless of your opinion on their content, like what they created, it's pretty
incredible, huge.
Pretty incredible. But when they got bought by Penn Gaming, it was kind of like the plot of Wayne's World, the original Wayne's World movie,
mm-hmm.
where the guy with the Happy Fun Arcade like buys Wayne's World and turns
Noah's
it into,
Arcade, yeah,
yeah, Noah's Arcade turns it into fucking you know, just a commercial for Noah's Arcade. That's kind of like when Penn Gaming bought Barstool, right?
Yeah.
That being said, their fucking sports book is excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a fun sports book, and they have one of those at the Treasure Chest on the coast. And it shouldn't be long because I think that Barstool is at one of the nice casinos in Lake Charles. So we should be getting that license online soon, and I'm excited to see that one too, like do their promos and all that too. So, man, it's an exciting time. Now, what sucks is we've only got 3 football games left before football is gone for a long time. And I'll be honest with you, I don't like betting on the NBA. I'm not good at it. I just fucking lose money.
Either, bro.
I just tend to fucking just get beat. Hockey, same thing.
Well,
college basketball is a fun time, especially during March Madness. But I don't know, man. I do like betting on a little golf in the off season.
That's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Depending on what's out there, you know, I mean, so
UFC.
UFC is always fun
about. Yeah, that's my jam.
Yeah.
Outside of NFL, that's my jam.
But it's almost like we're getting to the off season, dude. And so the off season, I encourage, you know, just find something to occupy that time that you're spent watching football and do something positive with it. You know what I mean? Like go for a walk or fucking create something, you know.
Or you can be a real degenerate, and I'm sure when the USFL starts in April, there are going to be lines out for that as well. So I'm just saying, if you get
I feel like you say that, and I feel like I abused some XFL a couple years ago,
yes.
Whatever that was.
Yes.
Were we talking about that one time?
I don't know.
It was either XFL or the other one, and I was like, and they had some trends, dude. It was like. Oh my
God.
These motherfuckers aren't actually watching. They can't bring themselves to actually watch what's happening this year. So it's exploitable. So oh, yeah. Well, we got fucking XFL, huh?
USFL.
USFL.
Yes. So New Orleans has a team. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, fuck. Where are they going to play?
I think they're going to play in the arena, in the blender, in the Smoothie King Center.
Ooh, that's
The New Orleans Storm?
Are they going to broadcast their games on the internet?
I would think so.
I hope so. That's how I'll watch them.
New Orleans, USFL. Let's see. I think they brought back. So the US New Orleans used to have a USFL team back in the day. And they are back as the New Orleans Breakers.
Yeah.
So there you go. So I'll be betting some New Orleans Breakers games.
Well, and the cycle repeats itself because New Orleans had a USFL team, and the USFL originally led to the birth of Jim Mora.
Yep.
And Jim Mora led to our first playoff appearance, not necessarily a win, but an appearance. And that led to then we eventually started to make it to the playoffs and win games, and which led to, you know, the Shangri-La that we've had for the last 16 years.
And then, I mean, it also, Bobby Hebert came from the USFL. So there you go.
Lots of guys. Sam Mills, I believe, came from the USFL.
Sam Mills, yeah.
Lots of guys. Jim Mora was poaching that USFL talent.
He was. He had that USFL talent pool.
Let's hope Dennis Allen does the same.
Let's do that. Is that your odds on favor for the new head coach?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Could do worse. Could do worse.
Brother, it's been a joy having you on this evening. Is there anything that we didn't get to that you want to make sure that we talked about tonight?
No, man. I will be shooting out my crazy parlays this weekend over to you. So
okay,
it's gonna be amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we're gonna be all hopped up. It's funny, as I was trying to make plans this weekend, like go hiking with a friend and shit. And I'm like,
yeah.
And she's like, let's go Sunday. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Sunday is really early. We're going to go really
that's
early.
That's not going to work for me.
We'll have to start at 7 a.m.
Yeah, that's going to have to be an early hike. So, because I'm going to be firmly planted in my seat.
Oh,
probably around one. I know one. I know.
Yeah, one.
I'll be watching pregame and I'll be just, you know,
it's the last shot, man.
This is it.
2 weeks from now, the Super Bowl doesn't even really fucking.
It doesn't excite me either. Like, I just, you know, I'll probably throw like $100 on the coin flip and call it a day.
I went 10-1 in my props last year.
I know you told me that. Yeah. So
we'll have a big Super Bowl blowout. We might have a big announcement for the Super Bowl episode. I don't know. Shit's getting fucking weird around here. We have a tradition on the show. Say goodnight to all the beautiful people listening out there in podcast world, Ben.
All right. Good night, all you beautiful people.
And we'll see y'all again next week. Cheers. Hugs, loves, kisses, byes.